Tens of thousands of farmers have been protesting all week in India's capital. They accuse the government of using the coronavirus crisis to push through agricultural reforms without consulting them. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports.
Farmers sing about India's fertile plains as they march. They're manning barricades and blocking highways. Harinder Singh has slept in his truck for 8 nights. He's the head of a farmers' union in Punjab. We're worried no one will buy our produce, he says. We'll go into debt. We want the government to repeal these laws. Passed in September, three new laws aimed to deregulate Indian agriculture. Until now, the government has been the middleman, guaranteeing minimum prices. The new laws do say farmers will have price assurances, but the language is vague, and that makes farmers worried. More than half of Indians, hundreds of millions of people, eke out a living on farms.
But they are not getting the due respect.
Medha Patkar is a social activist who accuses the Indian government of eroding a long proud agrarian tradition that Mahatma Gandhi championed.
Agriculture is based on self-reliance, simplicity. That is under assault because of development.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi makes no secret of wanting to industrialize India. It's a promise he was elected on. And he says his agriculture reforms are part of that. These reforms unshackle our farmers by giving them new opportunities, Modi said in a radio address. India used to be a big recipient of international food aid, but the use of pesticides and machines led to a green revolution in the 1960s, and India became self-sufficient in food. But agriculture now needs fewer workers, says Sadanand Dume, a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute.
The heart of the matter is that India has too many farmers. So what you have is a government that is trying to improve the lives of those farmers by giving them more choices. But you also have a section of farmers who are gripped by a very understandable anxiety about what these changes may end up meaning for their lives.
He says the government rushed out these reforms and did a poor job of explaining them. On top of that, India has now entered a recession.
The challenges for India are huge.
Economist Jayati Ghosh says the coronavirus has erased the growth India enjoyed for decades. And so it's unfair, she says, for the government to wean farmers off state support now when
alternative occupations are not emerging. We are not industrializing rapidly enough. We're not generating manufacturing employment. And so there's really nothing else for people to do.
Farmers are desperate, she says, but so are workers in other sectors. This week, as protests raged in Delhi, a farmer camping out there told local TV, "Never mind the cold or the water cannons or the tear gas," she says. "We'll stay here all winter until we get help." Lauren Freyer, NPR News.